So, Gibby, here's the issue. First of all, you'll be bringing somebody up tonight, I would presume, to pitch out of the pen.
No, we're actually gonna be. We're fine. We're fine in the bullpen. I think we probably need to put Kobe Rasmus on the DL. So you probably see, you'll see an outfielder. So, we've had a lot of guys rested. We're good to go down there.
All right. So Rasmus, if he goes in the DL, I guess Ghost would be a candidate, would he?
Yeah, he would definitely be a candidate. Yeah.
Okay. That's the old reporter in me coming out. What happened last night? I mean, I know that's the only kind of the only place I can go with that after 15-4. In particular, John, I think a lot of people are concerned about Marcus Stroman because we've heard so much about him, and we know that he's a big part of this organization's present and future. He got hit last night. I don't have to tell you that, you saw it. But what's going on with Marcus right now?
You mentioned too. I mean, going to that seventh inning, it was a 4-2 game, and right before that, Lindy almost hit a 2-run homer to tie it. So we were right in that game, and then it definitely got away from us. That would be an understatement, but it definitely got away from us. With Stroman, I mean, they snuck a couple balls in on him, dunked a couple. He's had some outings, a couple outings here where he's looked really good, and then a couple outings where he's got hit. And I'm not so sure that's just anything other than, that's part of being a new guy in a new league, young kid, mm-hmm. figuring it out. And, one thing I know he's finding out that, I make comments all the time about, you got to throw strikes, get the ball in the strike zone. And that's true. But, it's a little bit more than that. They got to be pretty good quality strikes. To be fair and honest with everybody. And I think he misses in his location on some pitches, and you leave it out over the plate, and you get hit. It's no different than anybody else, because we've got a number of guys have been get hit a time or two if their game's just not right. So he's a young kid. He competes, man. He wants it. He's confident. I think he's gonna be fine.
Gib, I'm a fan of Marcus Stroman, and we've talked about that. I think he's got the stuff. We saw it. Clearly he was pitching better in Buffalo. Is this just a stretch where he's just not throwing the ball real well? Because that can happen too to a pitcher. Could be the big league environment, the Oz, first time up here and all. But right now, to me, he's got the stuff. He locates his pitches, and you just talked about it, not just throwing strikes, but quality strikes. He's got a little movement on that fastball. If he's just aggressive with it and keeps it in the zone, trust his fastball and trust his movement, I think he can be fine. But it looks like he's hanging sliders. He's leaving fastballs over the middle of the plate. Is he just missing spots right now?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. As an organization, we're very high on him, and he's earned his right to be here. And and part of that too is, a new guy in a new league, in the big leagues. We say he's a confident kid, but until you have a lot of success, there's always those doubts. Do you belong here? And you still got to prove it. And sometimes, they can't sit back and relax as much as, a veteran can, and as far as where everything's blocked out on the mound, but what they're doing, and they can get caught up in what's going on, the speed of the game and what happens and things like that. And so who knows? Only he knows inside. The stuff's there. He's going to get his opportunity. So, been one of those kind of years. The bullpen, we've either been really good out there or we've had some tough outings. So, hopefully we can get that corrected, though.
John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central with Jeff Blair and Joe Siddle, brought to you by our friends at Home Hardware. Dustin McGowan, scuffled, say the least. What did you see in his performance last night?
Well, he got hit, really. He's had the last couple of outings. I thought he's had to work too hard his previous outing, he only gave up 2 runs, but he lasted 5 innings. And of mm-hmm. course, last night, there's been some games he's had this year where he's been in a nice little groove and it's been much easier for him. I thought he had to work too hard, keeping the zone and making his pitches. And we talk about Stroman making quality pitches the same way. I don't care how good your arm is. If you're not working ahead in the count in locating your ball. I mean, you're going to get hits. It's pretty simple. I mean, we do it to the opposition too. You know, when they fall behind and don't make good pitches, I mean, we hit a lot of home runs. I mean, that's just kind of the way the game is. And it's not like you have to be perfect, but you know what? You got to be in the area a little bit. And I think he's been battling with that too.
Kev, I talk about being aggressive as a pitcher and catcher calling the game. And of course, that fastball command, not just Dustin last night, but it seems sometimes that there's nitpicking. It seems like we're going to the off speed earlier than, say, necessitated. Maybe trust the fastball more. Do you see that at all?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely times I see that. But then there's times, too, I've seen where we live and die too much with the fastball, you know. You know, I think one thing that would help Dustin, I know, you know, they talk and they work on is, you know, being able to, you know, pound that fastball inside, you know, on the righties and the lefties, you know, just to equalize some things. You know, he doesn't throw like he used to when he's a young kid, but he gets it up there better than most. And I think that would set everything apart. You know, pound some balls in. He can almost live in there when you got that good heavy ball like that. But you know, he seems to make mistakes trying to go in. The ball leaks that back out over the plate. And to be honest, that's not always that uncommon either. But you got to get it in there, and I think that's one thing could help him. But you know, it's hard to say. We've had the battle all year. He's a bullpen guy. He's a starter. You know, he's been kind of a mixed bag. He's had some real good outings on as a starter, and then he struggled a few. But he's a valuable part of this team. I know that.
John Gibbons joins us on Baseball Central. John, as you well know, there's been a rash of Tommy John injuries in baseball. Some of the big names going down. I wanted to bounce this off of you. Tom Verducci, a good friend with SI, has suggested lowering the height of the pitching mound as a means of possibly counteracting the surge we're seeing in Tommy John surgery. From your understanding, as a guy who played the game, a guy who's managed young arms, old arms, good arms, bad arms, does that make any difference?
Well, you know, Jeff, it's kind of funny you say that. You know, I was listening to, I was watching TV the other night, and he was, and that was brought up. He had three things. I don't remember what the other two are, but he talked about lowering the mound. And, when we were in Kansas City last week, I was talking to a gentleman there, an old baseball guy, and he talked about, would it be better if you raise the mound? And that made more sense to me, mm-hmm. lowering it, you know, as far as the stress on the arms. This guy had a point. I don't know when it was back, sometime in the 80s when they actually lowered the mound, and I don't know how by how much. But then, you know, he's only recently starting to have all the arm injuries. So I don't know. It would make more sense to be higher up there. I don't know the
right
physics of it all. But
You would think a higher mound. You would think a higher mound would sort of force you to go downhill a little more, wouldn't you, Joe and John? I mean, just
downhill a little more, though.
I would think that would put more, or less stress on you, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that you're creating more angle as well, too. And like you said, that's for the biomechanics people. That's not for us.
No, it's for you guys. You guys have got two catchers.
You know,
I got two catchers here.
Back in those days.
I said I got two catchers here. I got all this wealth of information.
Well, I think it could benefit.
I don't want the biomechanics guys. I want the catchers to talk.
He could benefit the pitches for sure. I'm just not so sure about the health of the arms.
All right. Okay.
But you know what? Remember, think too, back there used to be you don't see many short right-handed pitchers anymore. There used to be more. Maybe it was when the mound was higher that those guys didn't some few more of those guys. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what doctors think of that, but it was kind of funny. You just brought that up, and I heard Verducci say that the other night, and I was thinking, I would think it would be just the opposite, but, never been accused of being too smart.
Hey, John, so you've got this road trip coming up. Right now, as it stands, does the rotation stay the same?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll stay with Enrolla right now. Yeah.
Yeah, and I may guess that depends a lot on what happens tonight, to a certain degree, does it? Or are you gonna let Jay? I mean, even if Jay scuffles tonight, does he go back out the next time?
Well, we need Jay to be good, you know, and I got a good feeling about tonight.
Gibby, it was good of you to join us. I hope your good feeling comes true.
Go to work on that height to the mound thing, will you?
No. If I can't get the right answer out of catchers, I'm not going to.
I'll work on it, Gib. I'll let you know later.
Somebody do it.
John, thanks for doing this.
Einstein.
Take care.